I hope you'll forgive me, but I want to make this clear right up front. I know you lost your mother, but remember that she's not dead. She's not gone. She's right here in the air you breathe.
Nice, but mommy's not here.
Oh, no, she is here, honey. Your mother has been next to you the whole time I've been here. And here's what she's saying. She tells me one of your children is very sensitive to the other side.
I was working on my project in school and I look at the side and I just see her. I see her cooking right there.
She keeps seeing her.
I know. And she's confirming that it's true.
That, my friends, is the voice of Concetta Bertoldi, a globally renowned psychic medium with a 2-year waiting list. Concetta consults regularly with members of Britain's royal family, American celebrities, and everyday people.
Also, New York Times bestselling author of the books, Do Dead People Walk Their Dogs? And Do Dead People See You Shower? Whoa. And has a new book coming out in May, I believe, I Kissed a Ghost and I Liked It. Is that right, Concetta? Is that the title?
Yeah, that's right, honey. And there was one more. It's called Inside the Other Side.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you so much.
So good to have you on the show, Concetta.
Thank you, Frank. I appreciate it.
So the first question, I know there's so many skeptics out there. We're just going to address that right away. Concetta, one of the things I like to say is it doesn't require your belief to be real. So this is something very real to you. How did you even realize you had this gift?
I never remember not hearing dead people. I've heard them all my life, and I was very fortunate to be born to a family who was very accepting. So it allowed me to flourish and be protected at the same time. So, and for the skeptics, they have a right to, everyone has a right to believe whatever they want to believe. I'm not here to make anybody see it my way. I'm only here to try to help folks to know there is a much better place that awaits us all. We live here in Camp Earth, and where we go from here is home.
Definitely true. Yeah. Again, when you're talking about skeptics, I think that it's one of those things that until something happens to them personally, it's hard to understand. And I was really skeptical because I thought, well, wait, how can you just hear someone's name?
And how does that work? Like, do you see their faces, Concetta? Like, explain to the listeners. Like,
okay,
I hear them
in my subconscious. It's very hard to explain because it comes differently all the time. And at this stage of my life, I don't enjoy seeing them. Because when I was younger, it was a piece of cake, no problem. But when you're in menopause, everything is compromised. So you just want very much to have a calm, peaceful life. And I always make my agreements with them with my faith in God, because I always have called God into all of my work. And when I want to be left alone, they will know that because I can call that. But when I hear them, Frank, it's in my subconscious. It's on automatic pilot. It would be similar to you if you were washing your car and it's something you've done many, many times and you don't give it much thought. You just know the next step and where you're going. So it would be in that kind of safe spot of automatic pilot, resting subconscious state where I can hear them.
So how do these people come to you? Do you feed off someone's energy? Like, are you feeding off my energy or Frank's energy?
I feed off the energy. Yes, I do. I can channel into a voice. Energy, voice, we are made of pure energy, and your voice is energy. And what happens for me is I work every day, as I said, with prayer. So if I'm going to work with clients or do an event or show, I always make sure the other side is on board with me when I say, you're allowed to speak to me, you're allowed to give me your messages if you're in the light of God. If you're not in the light of God, then I'm not interested and you're not welcome.
And get out.
It's so interesting that menopause even affects speaking to the dead.
Right?
Well, I'm glad you have a sense of humor, because I also have a very rich sense of humor. And
I
pull it into all of my events.
Good.
Good stuff.
All right, well, Concetta, I know that we're going to take a lot of phone calls. A lot of people are waiting on hold. I'm curious if you're just in talking to Frank and I, have you gotten anything from either one of us?
With you, Kathy, yes. I mean, obviously, you know I never met you, and I don't know anything about you at all. This was arranged by someone I know. I'm doing the show on Saturday. So I know nothing about you, but I know that you have a mother who passed away, and immediately through your voice, I can hear your mother tapping into this. So your mother is desperately wanting me to tell you things. And in all fairness to you, she's so excited. She's been reunited with her own mother and telling you that she is so at peace, and there's so many people with her that took her home into the light. She desperately wants me to tell you she's a guardian and a protector of her grandchildren. Mm-hmm. She's saying so many names, and they might apply to people who are alive as well as dead. She's showing me a photograph of that you have of her, yourself and her in the photo, which she knows you treasure. She's showing things you've kept of hers, material things that you have kept that either were clothing of hers or material of some sort, mm-hmm. could be even linens and stuff like that. All I know is that she's desperately wanting you to know that she is with you, never left you, and that she is in the light of God.
Oh, you know, it's funny you mentioned linen because, okay, I know you're used to people crying.
Oh, crying is a good thing, Kathy. You know what it tells me? It tells me you're human, and I can love a human being.
Yeah.
So when I find someone who cries, it just makes it close to my heart because we can all relate to that.
Kathy, well, when you mentioned linen, I thought of something that after she passed away, I went to her home, and she was a big cross-stitcher and a big crafter.
There you go.
And she cross-stitched, it's on linen, a cross. And
oh, my.
I have it on my nightstand, sweetie.
And you have it because she said to show it to you. And it's interesting because I didn't know what it was because she was talking so fast. The minute I heard your voice, I connected to her.
Where do I get it from?
Well, she couldn't wait to tell you that she was listening and here and a part of this and wanted, and nothing is a coincidence. Remember, God's way of remaining anonymous, that's what a coincidence is. And your mother is in the light of God. And she's saying some names. I hear somebody that says the name of Joe or John. Do you have any idea who that is? It could be James. These are names that I'm hearing as she's talking. So she's either calling out to people here or identifying people who are with her there.
Okay.
And there's also an Ellen or a name with an E. So I don't know if it's Elizabeth or Ellen. Do you have any idea who these people are? But there's some names that she's mentioning.
Yeah.
And also she's showing me, to me, I know I'm talking fast, forgive
it's
me,
okay.
but I know
no,
your
good.
Listeners only have a certain amount of time and I want to get to as many people
okay.
as I possibly can. Okay, Kathy, okay. She shows me, to me, it looks like pearls. Do you have any idea what these pearls are that she would say with all my love? And she shows me these pearls.
Yes, I took some pearls of hers, too. I felt so bad because there's other siblings. And when we went to her house after she passed away, we were all like, I want this. I want that. And
okay.
I kind of snuck in and I took her pearls.
Well, she's mentioning the pearls, and she immediately says to tell you, with all my love, honey, she does want her children and her grandchildren to know she's a guardian and a protector.
Okay.
She will never leave you. She's very, very much in your life still. Don't make the mistake of thinking she's sleeping or gone away.
No, when you need her,
just call.
Yeah, you call her, honey. All right,
tell her what you need, what you want. Always remember to bring God into it simply by just saying, in the name of God, hear this prayer, because I want your listeners to also know that I don't single out any religion. I'm a firm believer that we're all of the same cloth. We're all of the same God. And we have the right to choose where and how we worship here. And I'm in favor of it all, so long as nobody says mine is better than yours.
Okay.
I want to join in every single capacity. I was fortunate enough to be born to a family with many different religions and ethnic backgrounds, and my father and mother were really beautiful human beings who taught us to love and respect everybody. So that's how I roll.
We have, by the way, that was fascinating. And I think the John and the E thing is possibly because we're filling in for John Williams and our producer is Elif. Not sure if that correlates, but we do have to take a quick break. We have a jam-packed board of phone calls waiting to speak to you. So let's get to it. We're going to take a break. Get yourself ready, Conchetta. Take a deep breath because you're going to be channeling some stuff in a second here. We'll be right
back.
Okay, we want to get to as many calls with Conchetta as possible. So I know, Kathy, you've been holding on from Downers Grove for a long time. Alexandra, Margaret, we're going to try to get to as many as possible. We're going to go right to the phones. All right, let's go to Kathy. She's been hold for a long time. Thank you so much, Kathy.
So, Kathy, please just tell me who Patricia is because I need to hear your voice.
She's my mother, and she passed.
Okay. No, don't say anymore. I got her already, sweetheart, so don't you worry. Okay? Immediately, as you say your name, it's like all of a sudden she's right there. And she says the person that she's with is a father figure who she wants you to know she's happy to reconnect with. Now, somebody in the family had an alcohol problem because I smell alcohol. Can you tell me who that was?
Whoa. It was my mom and my sister.
Wait, and
okay,
why did... Kathy, you just took a big gasp about something Conchetta said. What was that?
Oh, it was my grandfather.
That she was talking about.
Well, she's very happy to reconnect with him and to tell you that they're at peace. but the immediate thing I smell is alcohol. And her response is to please don't let the children drink, because there was definitely problems in the family from the choice of being of choosing alcohol. So she wants me to say immediately to the family, darling, tell them no drinking. Tell them grandma said no drinking. And she's with a lot of other folks, including your her father, who I feel, you know, they had issues. I don't know what went on between them, but she wants you to know they're a great peace today.
Aww.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.
Thanks,
thank you, Kathy.
Oh, you're welcome, honey. God bless
it.
You, baby.
And back,
you too.
Back on the line, we have Sherry. Elf, I'm going to pick this up. Hopefully it doesn't hang up again.
Okay.
And we hung up again.
Oh, no.
Dang
what about Conchetta?
Yeah.
Shoot.
I'm not sure why it's not locking in, but hi, Sherry.
Yeah.
Hi.
So we're getting, for some reason, we're having some difficulties locking Conchetta, but she's coming back on the line right now.
Okay.
And Sherry, you said something about connecting with your Uncle Pete. Now, you don't want to say too much because we want Conchetta to do her thing here.
Mm-hmm.
And she should be back
Uncle,
on the line shortly.
Uncle who passed away kind of suddenly, who I was very close with, and he does come to me, so I'm just dying to connect with him.
No, it's interesting that you say he comes to me. So are you, because a lot of people have this gift, they have certain levels of this gift. Are you saying that he comes to you, like you see him or hear him, or how does that work?
Totally. It's kind of weird, but so he doesn't come to me visually, but there are signs around me all the time. Like if I ask to talk to him, like something will happen in the next hour and he'll give me that sign, or he's given me messages before. It's just something that I kind of always had. But I wouldn't say it's extreme. It just comes once in a while.
Okay. So we have Conchetta back on the line. And this time we're not touching the phones. We're going to let Elif do everything.
Okay.
Sorry about that, Conchetta.
We're good, folks. We're good.
All right. You got Sherry on the line, Conchetta.
She's back.
Sherry, who are you looking for, darling?
I'm looking for my Uncle Peter. His nickname was Mutsy.
Okay, there you go. So who's got all the brothers? Why am I hearing about all the brothers right away? So was he the one who had brothers? What?
Yeah, he has two brothers who they were all, like, inseparable and very close.
Okay. Are the brothers passed away as well, dear?
His brothers are both alive.
Oh, then that's why. Okay, so he wants probably to mention the brothers, because I'm assuming, by the way, he's saying, mention my brothers, how much he loved them, and I wasn't sure if they were there with him or not. But let me tell you and ask you this. Who had the baby that passed away very young? Because he immediately wants to say, to tell them, they come through with a lot of validation and memories that you'll understand, hopefully, that will let you know it's really him who's talking. So immediately he says, they'll be happy to know the baby is here and among us, and I know the child that did not stay. Who had the baby that passed away?
I don't know. I'd have to ask their his children, if there's something
okay,
that they
I'm
know
assuming
about
it's
that.
One of the grandmothers, sweetie, and I'm assuming it's one of a baby that didn't go full term like that, either lived a short time, because he's telling me that there is a highly evolved mission entity that is among them that belongs to the family. He's showing me a multitude of photographs that everybody has, all these pictures that are all over the place, mantle pictures hanging on the wall, collages, and he loves being remembered this way. And he also shows me a uniform, so I'm assuming that he was either in the Army, the Navy. Do you know what he means?
The only thing I can think of is that his father, a photo that was hung in our Nana's house, he was in uniform, and that was a predominant photo.
Okay, so it's either Army, Navy, or something like that. And there's more than one Peter, so who's the other Peter that he refers to?
Maybe my other uncle. He had two brothers and a sister. My aunt's husband was named Peter. He also passed away.
Oh, wow.
Then that's why, because he's saying he's with the other Peter. So I know there were two of them that are passed, because he's saying to please tell you that. You're about to sign some papers, and I don't know what you're buying or what you're doing. He's asking you to read the small print. So either you're buying something or you're moving and you have to look at the lease. I'm not quite sure. It's coming up in front of you, and he's saying to tell it. Make sure you do this. Read this. So there's something in fine print that is going to be put in front of you that requires a signature. I'm asking you to read it twice. That's what
Okay.
He's like a very protective father figure, and he's coming across like a protector to you.
Interesting stuff. Sherry, thanks so much. We're running out of time. We've got to go to a break. Conchetta, are you able to hang with us for a little bit longer?
How much time?
I sure can.
Awesome.
Okay, good. There's so many people we want to get to, so we're going to go to break and get to more people. It's Conchetta Bertoldi at the Wilmette Theater Saturday night. We'll give those tickets away a little bit later.
I'm Frank Fontana. That's Kathy Hart.
And Conchetta Bertoldi is our guest. She's going to be at the Wilmette Theater on Saturday night with Jen Weigel, WGN's very own Jen Weigel, doing Conversations with Weigel. And we're going a little long with you, more than we planned. And thank you, Conchetta, for sticking around, because some of these callers have been on hold for a really long time. So let's get right to Alexandra.
Yeah.
Alexandra is here and wants to reach someone special, I'm assuming. Hi, Alexandra.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. Perfect. Yeah, I'm trying to reach my dad. His name was Ephemial, but we called him Baba. Okay, sweetie. So tell me who got his watch, because he's saying something about his watch, and it was very special.
My sister did. Sorry.
And he wants to say, please tell her I said, give this to her with all my love. And he shows me this very special watch immediately. He has a dog with him, sweetie, that he said to make sure I mentioned, too, that you all would be very happy to know the dog is with him. And the dog, I even hear a name. It's like a two-syllable name. I can't say it perfectly, but it's almost like he's going, Booby, something like that. What was this dog's name?
I think he had one when he was younger.
Hmm.
And do you know the name of the dog?
I don't.
Well, here's what I do know. He loved animals, and he's telling you that the grace of God is that animals don't die, and that the animal is created by God. Animals are created by God. Their life, they go back to God. And he's saying, please tell you that he has animals on that side, because he loved animals. Very sweet man. He talks about your mother, and he also tells me about when he passed away, because he wanted to be let go. He's telling me his body was very tired, and that he had a lot of laboring going on. And he said, please say thank you for letting me go. So I'm assuming, by the way he's saying, that someone told him it was okay to go. And he shows me lots of fluid in his lungs.
Ah.
In his lungs. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
do you know what he means when he says somebody told him it was okay to be, that would let him go? Who told him that?
He was in pain his whole life, so it might be related to just being in pain for a long time.
Right.
Yeah, he said it was very compromising, but he was very tired. So that tells me he was tired of dealing what he was dealing with. And that at the end of his life, he was horizontal, and that he shows me all this laboring in his lungs and in fluid, and it was really he's saying the grace of God, that God took him home, and that he's very
he was
at peace now.
He was in the hospital for a long time right before.
Mm. What, babe?
He was in the hospital for a long time.
Yeah, he was tired of it. He told me he was very tired of it. Mm-hmm. But he is loving the way he's being memorialized and remembered by his family, and telling them that he is still able to hear you. And he loved reading or writing. He either wrote or would love to read. But he knows there's things of his that have been kept that were either things he wrote or things he read.
That's beautiful.
And he loves that you have kept them.
Alexandra, thank you so much for calling. We appreciate it and hope that connection helps you a little bit. Let's move on to our next caller, Margaret.
Hi, Margaret.
Hello.
Who do you want to reach?
Who are you? I want to reach my brother, Tim. I call him Timmy.
Okay. You know what, Margaret? It's interesting because the minute I heard your voice, I heard the name John. So can you tell me who John is to you?
My Uncle John.
He passed away, love.
I was very, very close to him.
Very good. And he's with your brother, Timmy. So there's where the connection is. And Timmy is telling me to tell he has people on this side that you're still friends with. And he's saying, please tell them you've heard from me. Somebody got a tattoo or something.
Really?
You know, with that. What? I can't hear you.
I'm so glad that he's amongst us, because I worry, because I feel like I want to see some signs from him, and I haven't seen many.
The reason you're not, sweetie, is here's what I like to tell people. You can see the signs anytime you want, but if you're looking for something really big, like from the movie Ghost with Whoopi Goldberg, you're going to be disappointed. So you want to look for simple stuff, and that's how you start, by saying, I need you to help me find these keys. I need you to help me find this piece of paper. Timmy, please show it to me. And always bring God into it. Say, in the name of God, hear this prayer. And then watch when it unfolds and you find the keys or the piece of paper, realize that was not a coincidence. But can you tell me who got the tattoo? Because he shows me a tattoo. Who got a tattoo?
I I don't know anybody who did.
Oh.
I really don't.
Well, I'm going to ask you, you know his friends, am I correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay, these are the things that I feel bad about when I'm in front of an audience and they don't realize the validation later. One of his friends got a tattoo, and he's
okay.
saying to say he knows about it. So somebody got something to do with him.
Hmm.
And I think
gosh.
You're going to find out. And sadly, you're not going to tell us on the air, and these people in the audience are not going to know, but I know I'm sure of it.
Yeah. So
and here's what else he said, darling, just because I want yeah. you to get the most out of this. When he passed yeah. away, it was around a very, was it a holiday, a birthday? What's he trying to tell me? It was very significant.
It actually was the birthday of my niece.
Hmm. There you go. So that was his
yeah.
niece too, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, because your brother and sister, right. He said it was very significant, it was on a very significant birthday, so he knows it was on his niece's birthday that he passed away. These are just well, validations, so you'll know for
okay.
sure it's
wow.
him.
Good stuff.
Chetta,
yeah.
can I ask you, I want to ask you a question, because you bring up something, and
yeah.
if we can't get to all these people, it seems like the majority of the people that you speak with want mm-hmm. some kind of sign from someone that has passed on. How do you... What would be your best advice to offer to people to look for signs? Because there's the stereotypical lights flickering or something, but I have one very, very specific with my mom. It's a Georgia license plate, and I won't get into it. But
you mentioned that.
That's okay. I know it has to do with numbers and things like that,
so,
because she already showed me. But what you want to know is that every one of us gets signs from them. And most people who are very deep in their grief, they are having a hard time seeing it, because your love is always as deep as your grief. So what you need to do is have faith that they are not dead, and never, and have trust and belief that there is God and they're in the light of God, and that will be your key to seeing the signs from them. And everybody has different things, and some people have the same things, but it's because once the soul knows they've got your attention, they'll do it again. Now, I know you mentioned your mother's with the license plate. She knows you're looking for that now, so now she's going to deliberately make sure you see it.
That's
because
why I brought it up. I think that if people can find a sign, something that was significant,
uh-huh.
because her mother's name was Georgia, and so that was
uh-huh.
significant to us, we started noticing more Georgia things. So I think in giving
yeah.
advice to people that believe, not all people do, but mm-hmm. if you believe and you're looking
right.
for a sign from someone, maybe...
Oh, I could tell you...
Talk.
I could tell you stories you wouldn't believe, Kathy, but it's okay. I wish we had more time.
Well,
I can only tell you that your mother is showing me a date while she shows me this license plate, so now I can't let that go. I've got to know what it means. Why is she showing me numbers, your mother? I know she shows you the license plate, but she's also showing numbers. What has that got to do with anything? Is somebody seeing numbers from her?
Well, we typically do. Oh. Oftentimes we see her birthday, the year of her birthday, in a license plate.
Okay.
So
okay, and I'm curious to know, only because I can't let this go.
Okay.
Is there threes in this, in that number?
Yes. She was born
there
in 1938. Yes.
There you go. Because
so that's
she keeps
the number
showing
we see.
Me, she's trying to show me so much even as you talk.
Yeah.
But truly, darling, you must tell your audience, or as they're listening, every one of us can see signs easily by just having faith in the fact that they will show signs. And then, when, like I told that lady before, tell them what you need. They're there to help you.
Mm-hmm.
They will help you. They love being involved.
Well, we
and
can't...
then when you get what you want, 8 times out of 10, realize it wasn't a coincidence.
Yeah,
yeah.
No kidding. Once you're finally able to recognize the signs. But we have to go. We
Unfortunately,
could spend
yeah.
a lot of time with you.
We...
But Conchetta, thank you so much.
And there's tons of people holding
folks.
Oh,
my pleasure.
We do apologize for not getting to everybody. But here's the good news. You can go see her live at the Wilmot Theater Saturday, this Saturday, 7:30 p.m., with Jen Weigel's WGN's very own Jen Weigel. Tickets are $50 in advance and $55 at the door. VIP tickets. What do the VIP tickets get you? By the way, they're $125.
I don't know. I have to speak to Jennifer. I'm
you know
sorry,
what?
I don't know.
It's on the website. You can go to thewilmottheater.com.
Oh, good.
Get the information on the website. We've got 3 pair to give away. I think we should almost offer them to the people that have been on hold.
Good
idea. If they
yeah.
can go, I'd like to offer them to the 3 people that have been on hold the longest. And if they can't go Saturday night, then we'll open the phone lines to allow those people to
Perfect.
Come see you. All right, thewilmottheater.com. It's Conchetta Bertoldi.
Thank you so much.
You've got a
Conchetta.
New book coming out in May. I Kissed a Ghost, and I liked it.
Love it. Thanks
Thank
so much,
you
Conchetta.
Both. You're adorable. It was so much fun to be on the air with you.
Well, thank you, Conchetta.
We'll have you back for sure. Thanks so much.